Wisconsin and Augustana to kick off the 2023-24 college hockey season. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
The quick trip lineups. First off for Augustana, their starting goaltender will be senior Zach Rose, a transfer from Bowling Green. In his career, 18 wins, 9 losses, 3 ties, a 269 goals against, an 894 save percentage. Defensively, Ula Raika. He's from Finland, transfer from Providence, a junior defenseman team with former Wisconsin Badger graduate student Shay Donovan. And the starting center for Augustana is fifth-year 6'2 centerman Arnold Vachon, a transfer from Colgate. Niagara transfer Ryan Namovsky on the right wing. Hunter Bischoff, the very first recruit in Augustana history, the freshman from Minnesota, will start on the left wing for Garrett Raboin. As for the Wisconsin Badgers in goal, it'll be senior Kyle McClellan from Manchester, Missouri. 15 games a year ago with the Badgers, and actually going through stats, the Badgers, McClellan played only 12 games, started 8. He had a 363 goals against average. I beg your pardon, a 3-6 record with a 357 goals against average, an 883 save percentage. His last game was in the Big Ten tournament, a loss to Michigan in overtime, 6-5. He stopped 30 of 36 shots. The captain this season, fifth-year defenseman Mike Forlicky from Edina, Minnesota, paired defensively with junior Daniel Lodge. The starting centerman, a Minnesota State transfer, David Cilia out of Ontario, 23 goals to lead the CCHA last year. Cruz Lucius, the sophomore from Grant, Minnesota, the Badgers' leading scorer last season on the left wing. And alternate captain Matthew D. St. Foul, 13 goals, 30 points for him as a junior last year on the right wing of the Badgers. Top line, and Wisconsin coached by Mike Hastings, and we're underway here at the Kohl Center with our Odyssey Greek Yogurt faceoff, and Augustana immediately dumped it into the Badgers zone to our right, and the puck played towards McClellan, steered to the corner now. The Badgers' Daniel Lotch goes to get it. Cilia bumped by the centerman Arnold Vachon. It's played back behind the Badger net. Vorlicky got caught up in the skates of Lodge. Shot by Namovsky. Trickled off his stick. Now back to the corner. The Badgers trying to settle down here a little bit as we get underway just 40 seconds in. Cruz Lucius now comes across the line and zips a shot through the defenseman Brady Ziemer, but it went wide. Badgers need a change. Brian Posick and Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center in Madison. 50 seconds into the season opener, Wisconsin with 14 returning players, 12 newcomers, 8 of which are freshmen, 4 transfers, 3 of the 4 transfers in the lineup tonight. Big hit by sophomore defenseman Ben Dexheimer at center ice. Puck across the line. Nice pass. Whitelaw shooting one. It's Christian Fitzgerald. Badgers score. The freshman second line right winger, William Whitelaw, known for shooting the puck, but he can set people up too, and he did that time to sophomore Christian Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, 16 goals a year ago, lights the lamp, the first of the year for the Badgers, 1-0.
Well, I was about to say, if I was going to start off my college career on my first shift and score a goal, I would think that there are good things ahead of me. Pretty play. Both the defensemen went to the center iceman. He just dumped it off to the side. And Whitelaw made no bones about it. As soon as the goalie went down, he beat him short side.
Christian Fitzgerald from William Whitelaw, third-round pick of the Columbus Blue Jackets, won a Clark Cup USHL playoff title with Youngstown a year ago. He had 36 goals and 61 points in 62 games. Very highly thought of. So Whitelaw, Fitzgerald, and Sawyer Shaw, the second line, they get on the board here first. Shaw remains on the ice now. His third line centerman, Charlie Stramel, out with Minnesota State transfer Simon Tassie, the sophomore from Montreal wearing number 11. Just took a stick from Luke Mobley up under the chin. No penalty called. And a whistle now. One will be called. A five-minute major potentially. We'll see. Mobley got his stick up. The referee... No, they're going to say too many men on the ice. Mobley got a high stick underneath the chin of Tassie, but the referee behind the play, and that's Jonathan Sitarski, got Augustana for too many men on the ice. So a penalty, 1:50 in, And the Badgers will go on a Kunis power play.
A lot of offensive power in this first unit. Holy cow.
Not bad. The centerman is David Cilia, Cruz Lucius, Matthew D. St. Foul, Simon Tassie up front on this Badgers power play. The quarterback is sophomore defenseman Tyson Jugnoth, the little left-hander who showed late last season that he can produce some points at this level like he did in the British Columbia Hockey League a couple of years ago. Here's D. St. Foul out to the point. Jugnoth skates straight away. Long range shot off of Rose. He can't locate it. Then the whistle blew, and Wisconsin's Tassie just got clobbered to the ice after the whistle.
By Shea Donovan.
Shea Donovan, the former Badger, took him out. No penalty forthcoming, though, where Wisconsin remains on a power play for a minute 33.
I don't think Shea will ever be remembered as being timid around the net by any stretch of the imagination. That stick was a little high.
Yeah.
It was a little after the whistle. Cooler heads will prevail.
Wisconsin a year ago, 22% on the power play, 31 for 144. And again, this is Augustana's first game collegiately. First hockey game that Augustana University has ever had. And it's
first
being played
penalty
here
kill.
In Wisconsin. First penalty kill, right? Yep. First national anthem, first starting lineup, all of it brand new to the Vikings. Wisconsin's Fitzgerald across the line. Whitelaw looked to be offside, but Matt Gerlach said, no, it's onside. He's one of the linesmen here tonight. Quinn Finley, freshman, drives it off to another fellow rookie in Whitelaw outside the left ring. Down to the goal line. Stramel cuts in front. Back door intended for Fitzgerald. Couldn't kick the puck to his stick. Dug away now by Anthony Stark, a transfer from Colgate. He heaved the puck out of play. And a stoppage, 2:55 into the first. Wisconsin leads 1-0. Fitzgerald from Whitelaw at 1:12.
Good goal. It's a great way to break the ice. I'll tell you what, there was a whole bunch of Badger fans, players, and coaches all breathing a big sigh of, okay, we got our first goal. Let's keep going.
I think officially they'll say 1:10. The time of the goal, the time of the penalty for too many men on the ice, 1:50
correct
into the opening period. Face off to the right of Kyle McClellan. Shots on goal, 2-1 for Wisconsin. Kyle stopped the lone bid he's faced so far. Here's Cilia, right wing, Lucius, slowed, whistle offside called on Wisconsin Badgers. A little too quick to come across the line. Neutral zone faceoff, 45 seconds left in this Kunis power play. Opening faceoff every game this season, brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Here's Lucius with the puck, shoved into the wall by Simon Falk. He spun it to the left corner, though, and Matthew D. St. Foul goes to get it. Low left, Cilia finds Lucius right down the middle. It skipped under his stick.
Look
now
out.
Here's Donovan, shorthanded for Augustana. Puts one in front, redirected almost through the pads of McClellan, but the goaltender got them together in time, denying Simon Falk of a game-tying goal. And a faceoff to come in the Wisconsin zone. 25 seconds left on the Badgers power play, leading Augustana 1-0 here in the season opener at the Kohl Center, where fans are slowly trickling in, as are the students. A rather light crowd here tonight for Mike Hastings' head coaching debut with the Badgers.
However, there are some other events going on this weekend.
Well, it's homecoming weekend. Wisconsin football beat Rutgers today, 24-13. There's been soccer as well. Women's hockey swept Boston College 5-3 on Thursday, 12-2 last night. So I mentioned there are 12 newcomers on this roster. One of them has just taken the ice, Joe Palatichuk, a freshman from Cottage Grove, wearing number 14, left-handed defenseman, teaming with Ben Dexheimer. Dexheimer, the quarterback on the second power play unit, but Mike Hastings elects to send out the fourth line on his chart, centered by fifth-year centerman Owen Lindmark, left winger senior Carson Bantle, and sophomore Jack Horbach. Horbach, a year ago, 4 goals and 8 points. Out of Naperville, Illinois. And while we've seen a complete coaching change at Wisconsin, a few number changes too, as Horbach went from 13 to 22, Dexheimer from 20 to 4, and Charlie Stramel was 28. He wears number 9 now. Horbach lays the lumber on Brian Silver, junior from Lake Bluff, Illinois, on the near side. Badgers hold his own. Wisconsin's power play has expired, 0 for 1. from behind the nets. Lindmark threw it in front, taken away by the Vikings. Borlicki steps up. Puck picked up by Silver now. He takes a tumble in the left corner. Whitelaw takes a shoulder. Move the puck along for Brady Cleveland, the extra skater here tonight. Cleveland, another newcomer, one of the eight freshmen. He's from Wausau, Detroit Red Wings, second-round draft choice. Long and lanky. Left-wing shot blocked by Cleveland. Loose puck bounces out to the point. Stark sets and fires. Blocked by Lindmark. Loose in the slot. Silver back to Stark. Shot blocked by Lindmark. Ricochet to the far side. Whitelaw can't get there. Held in by Will Stendahl. Now a centering pass goes off a stick and ricochets to the near side. Stark flings it back to the left wing, and Mike Warlicki there first for the Badgers, but had his pocket picked by Quinn Rudrud to the point. Stark down the middle, and it was Rudrud trying to shoot. Now he does, and the shot goes off the post and waved off by the referee. It got behind McClellan. It was loose in the paint. Augustana celebrating that puck went in, and Will Stendahl asking the coaching staff to take a look at it. Referees say goaltender interference. Well, Chase Brand was in the crease behind McClellan and made contact with the Badgers netminder.
He made contact with the defenseman who ended up going into the Badger goaltender, and I think what's happened here is that because he started in the blue paint, it was almost an automatic call.
I mentioned Jonathan Satarski, one of the referees tonight. Andrew Brueggemann is the other. Matt Gerlach and Jonathan Sladek are the linesmen. Sladek will drop the puck just outside the Wisconsin zone. 1-0 Badgers. Christian Fitzgerald's goal at 1:10 got Wisconsin on the board.
That happened as a result of, they did a great job of pinning in that fourth line and those two defensemen.
Yep. Wisconsin exits its own zone. Sawyer Scholl, the Medford, Wisconsin native, playing the left wing with Whitelaw and Fitzgerald. Scholl will throw his body around. Brady Ziemer pickpocket by Whitelaw, and he fired one over the top of the cage all alone in front. It was him and the netminder Rose, and Whitelaw missed the net. Whitelaw left wing, shot by Lodge. That's blocked. Now to the corner, Whitelaw digs it out. Fitzgerald straight away steps in, looks back door, redirected by Whitelaw, and the spinning puck snagged by Rose, and he hangs on. Boy, this line's looked good so far.
Yeah, they have. And not only do they have puck control, but the thing that impressed me the most is that when they turn over the puck and they get a turnover in the corner like that, when you see Whitelaw going around, the other two guys aren't just standing there and tapping their sticks. They're going to open lanes and open passing alleys.
Mentioned Whitelaw a year ago. Fitzgerald at Minnesota State had 16 goals and 29 points as a freshman. And then you look on the other side with Sawyer Scholl. Badgers steal the puck on the near side. Scholl scored 20 goals last year in combination with Sioux City of the USHL and Minnesota of the NAHL. Badgers still pestering Augustana. Kerr dumps it in and put his shoulder into the defenseman, Raika. Long-range shot now by Palatichuk. Ricocheted off the stick of Rose to the corner. Wisconsin's Quinn Finley pressuring near side and Nemovsky. Got the pass through to Vachon. Tries to spin it ahead for Donovan and does. Shea Donovan, the former Badger, met with a hit by Simon Tassin near the Wisconsin bench. Able to dump it down in. Then a turnover. Centering pass wide open was Luke Mobley all alone against McClellan, but he couldn't catch it. He lifted his head too quickly, and the puck went right under his stick. Steal at the Augustana blue line by DeSaint Fowle. DeSaint Fowle whips it out to the right point. Caught by Jugnoff. Steps to his left. Nifty stick handling move. Tried to force a pass. Ricocheted free, dug out by Lucius, and a slow-moving spinning shot towards Rose, and he gobbles that up and hangs on.
How does he do that? Every time there's a loose puck or somebody's got their back turned, he just comes and picks their pocket, and for whatever reason, he always gets a shot on net.
13:08 to go in the first period. 1-0 Wisconsin. Christian Fitzgerald, the transfer from Minnesota State, scored the first goal of the season from William Whitelaw. Face off to the left of Rose, the Bowling Green transfer. 3 years with the Falcons, 18 wins and 33 games played, an .894 save percentage, .269 goals against. His best game a year ago was a win over Michigan State, in which he held the Spartans to one goal on 39 shots. Here's Cilia, Badgers onside, snaps off a pass intended for Lucius off a stick and into the crowd. With 12:53 left here in the opening period. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation with over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Seeing a lot more offensive zone faceoffs here in the second half or second quarter of the period. Mm-hmm. Good pressure, forcing them to turn it over.
Lindmark wins the draw back to Horbach. He whistled one wide right of Rose. Carson Bantle met with a check behind the net by former Ohio State Buckeye Evan McIntyre. And now a penalty coming up here in a moment as Horbach got taken down. Badgers with possession of the puck. It'll be against Augustana. Ziemer went up high on Lindmark. Back behind the net. Bantle for Lindmark. His shot off the side of the cage. Horbach comes in for more and a whistle stops play.
Nets off its moorings.
Yep. But Augustana is going to get a roughing penalty and the Badgers will get their second Kunis power play, leading the Vikings 1-0.
Well, I'm assuming that... Oh, I thought it was Shea. I was, here, Shea Donovan's going to make his way in, but it's not. It's Brian Silver, the junior from Miami of Ohio, who transferred to Augustana.
Yep, 3 years with the Red Hawks, had a couple of goals and 37 games played. Former member of the Chicago Mission, Brian Silver, takes a seat in the sin bin. Badgers on a power play, leading 1-0. Stramel, Fitzgerald, Finley, Whitelaw, the four forwards on
Look
the
out.
Ice. And then it's Wisconsin's Dexheimer and Augustana with a steal. They flipped it all the way down to the Wisconsin zone, pulled free by Hunter Bischoff in a whistle-stopping play.
And I'm not sure why.
Quinn Finley hooking. So the Badgers cough it up at center ice. Augustana sent it all the way down. And Finley getting back into the play, hooked the Vikings, so he's in the box. Wisconsin's power play quickly expires, and Augustana will get one for roughly 12 seconds in 1 minute and 48 seconds. So time of the penalty is 7:46.
They've skated pretty well, Augustana, and 4-on-4, there's a lot more open ice. Maybe that old theory of speed kills will be, because Bucky looks a lot quicker than they do.
Yeah, Dexheimer, right-handed defenseman, to his D partner, the lefty, Palatichuk. Sidesteps Vachon, now to Dexheimer to the corner, back to Palatichuk. His backhand shot in, tight stop by Rose, and he covers. 1-0 Wisconsin, 4-on-4 for the next minute, 26.
You know, they
we got another penalty.
Uh-oh.
And this one's on Wisconsin's Horbach. Actually, they're going to match him up. Horbach and Vachon got tired of one another, and so now they'll sit in separate boxes apart from one another for the next 2 minutes.
You don't think they were discussing classes or anything?
I don't know. I doubt it, but you never know.
A lot of those four-letter words.
What's the weather like in Sioux Falls?
Yes.
Right?
What's it like to know every one of your 2,100 classmates?
So 4-on-4 here again for the next minute 20 after the coincidental minors on Wisconsin's Horbach and Augustana's Vachon. McIntyre up to center. Lost possession to Fitzgerald. Tap back into the Augustana zone, and the Vikings have it there. Quinn Rudrud out of Farmington, Minnesota. Started his collegiate career in Alaska in Fairbanks. Didn't play a game last year, and now he's at Augustana. Again, 15 transfers with his program. It allows Garrett Raboin a chance to tier his recruiting classes. He's got 10 freshmen. Badger steal. Lucius one-on-one the other way and raises a shot over the head of Rose, who ducked down not to take that one in the melon.
Like that was a surprise that it was going to go upstairs.
Puck deflected into the Badger bench, stopping play. Mike Hastings across the way. First-year head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Three-time National Coach of the Year. His top assistant from Minnesota State the last 11 years, Todd Kanat, joins him here in Madison. Todd, well-respected recruiter, communicator, and coach. Nick Oliver led Fargo to a regular season championship in the United States Hockey League after some time at St. Cloud State with Brett Larson. Nick Oliver is also on the staff. And then Kevin Murdoch on the bench tonight. played briefly at Minnesota State, then later Lake Superior State, actually played in goal here for Lake State against Wisconsin in the old Badger Hockey Showdown back in the day and got lit up for 8 goals. He remembers with Kevin Murdoch, who was an assistant at Alaska Anchorage last year on the Badger staff as well, in charge of the goaltenders.
And on the other side of the plate, there was a assistant coach for Augustana, who is a Ferris State graduate, who in 2012, I think they spanked Ferris State. Was it that year or
2012? They went to the Frozen Four.
Yeah,
Taylor Nelson, the goaltender for the Bulldogs, Bob Daniels' squad that year. So Augustana at full strength now. The Badgers 12 seconds to kill off on the penalty to Finley, and they get the job done. So we're back to 5-on-5. For the next 80 seconds or so, as Horbach and Vachon remain in the penalty boxes. Badgers, a steal. Vorlicki coughed it up in the middle of the ice in front of the Badgers net, but the shot was blocked off the stick of Chase Brand, and now it's back into the Wisconsin zone, then kicked back out to center. Daniel Lodge all by his lonesome in his own zone to our right, the big fellow from Altoona. All 6'5", 190 pounds of them. Now Scholl deflects into the attacking zone to our left. Quinn Finley first of the puck, pressed against the wall by Raika. Silver goes down. Finley with the puck. Quinn, excellent year last year in the USHL. First with the Madison Capitals, then the Chicago Steel. He's a lefty, wears number 19. Charlie Stramel, the soon-to-be 19-year-old centerman out there wearing number 9 this season. And then the freshman Scholl, who's 21 years old. Stramel lost the puck to McIntyre. Rudrud after it, chasing Scholl. Backpedaling Palatichuk, and Rudrud shot blocked by the Badgers freshman defenseman. Nicely done. Now here's Anthony Kerr. Right wing wall, spins it ahead to Scholl. He's defended nicely, but fell and poked the puck free. Here's Wisconsin's Tassie, and he rises a shot off the stick of a defenseman and goes into the corner. And it looked like the back-checking defenseman, Brady Ziemer, is hurt a little bit as he was looking up at the referee wanting a penalty as he's holding his right hand, and we may have one. Tassie's going to get the gate. 8:42 to go in the first period. Wisconsin leads Augustana 1-0. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Give any room a fresh look with Mohawk Flooring. Mohawk tile includes ceramic, porcelain, and mosaic glass tiles to fit any decor. Clean Protect Point Park Collection floor and wall tiles protect against bacteria. Just $159 each after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through October 8th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Home or on the road, wherever you may be, listen to every Wisconsin men's hockey game this season on the Varsity Network app. It's available for free in the App Store, the Varsity Network app. Ryan and Ian here at the Kohl Center. Season opener, Badgers lead Augustana 1-0, but Simon Tassie, sophomore, takes a slashing penalty at 11:18, so Augustana with its second power play of the night, setting up Ruika. His shot kicked out by McClellan. Rebound almost got through the pads, but McClellan made the stop on Vachon, low right. Puck goes to the far corner. Badgers battling there. Out to the left wing now. And now it's loose at the blue line. Ruika's got it again. Badgers couldn't clear. Left-handed defenseman passes down low right. Lodge got his stick in the way. Vorlicki hustles after it and heaves it all the way down. And here comes Horbach with speed. Out of the goal comes Rose. The puck plopped in front of the Augustana cage. Rose got back in time. No one home for the Badgers. Now here is Kerr joining the rush on the penalty kill after a steal by David Cilia. Squeaks free in the corner, and now DeSaint fouled out on the PK, too. Mike Hastings likes playing Cilia on the PK, and we saw DeSaint foul rarely on the penalty kill in his first 3 years, but Hastings really likes the energy he brings, and we'll see him out there killing off penalties quite a bit this season. Here comes Jack Jensen, slowed by a stick from Cilia, met by DeSaint foul. Badgers can't clear. Jensen's got it again, throws it to the point in McIntyre. Back to the left-handed Jensen, right wing. Left-handed McIntyre straight away. Far side now, stepping in. His shot stopped by McClellan and covers quickly. And now Palatichuk and one of the Augustana players need to be separated back behind the Wisconsin net. 39 seconds left and Tassie slashing penalty. 7:21 to go in the first, one on Wisconsin.
I happened to see the Fargo Force play here against the Capitals last year and watch the young man Palatichuk, and he doesn't mind laying the lumber on people. He's got some lumberjack skills.
6 feet, 171 pounds is Palatichuk, Palodichuk. Again, with Fargo a year ago, 8 goals, 29 points from the blue line. 54 points in 97 USHL games played. Not too bad for a defenseman out of Hill Murray High School, Joe Palatichuk. Dexheimer Lotch out now on the penalty kill with Lindmark and Horbach. 15 seconds left in the Augustana man advantage, but they mishandle behind the Wisconsin net. Lotch skates to open ice and throws it all the way down. So the Badgers penalty kill will get the job done. The first full penalty they've had to kill off here tonight. And Wisconsin now back at full strength is Tassie out of the box. Domofsky redirects down to the Wisconsin zone, and after it is Brady Cleveland bumps it off to Charlie Stramel. Stramel, 5 goals, 12 points a year ago as a freshman. Headmans to Tassie into the offensive zone. Tried to flip one towards the front of the net. Deflected back behind the cage. Badgers hold. Jugnoff steps in. Top of the circle and wristed one wide. He had Rose, the goaltender, moving to his left. Went the other side but missed. Here's Stramel now. His shot through traffic blocked and collected by Augustana. Silver busts ahead. Simon Tassie in pursuit. Slowed the progress of Silver, who then dumps it in right corner to left. Colton Friesen, former Yellow Jacket of UW Superior, out there now for Augustana. Man went down. Could have been a penalty. Nothing called. Deflected puck down deep now in the Augustana zone to our left. Finley over skates. Ruika flips it ahead to Donovan, former Badger. Neutral ice. Got it off to Bischoff, and the right-handed left winger dumps it down in. 5:35 left in the first, 1-0 Wisconsin. Christian Fitzgerald with the first goal of the year. He's got the puck now across the line. Defended nicely by Ruika, who puts him against the end board, but Whitelaw there to pick up the loose change to the right corner, now to the point for Licky. Lotch has it left point, sets and bumps it off the end boards, hoping for a bounce. It didn't reach Palatichuk, slowed by the Vikings. Vachon in pursuit near side, met there by Whitelaw, left wing. Three Vikings, two Badgers, and Augustana comes out of there with it. Donovan took a hit from Shawl, spun it ahead though to his line mate Bischoff. Now here's Domofsky, left-handed or backhanded shot by the right-handed Domofsky on goal, and then McClellan easily stopped that one and hangs on for a faceoff with 5 minutes left in the first, 1-0 Wisconsin.
I think there was a little memo sent to that line. Finish your checks at the end of every play, because we saw Whitelaw in the corner. Who was the other? The right winger ended up hammering somebody. Fitzgerald did, and then Sawyer Shoal just laid the lumber on somebody too. So I think trying to play a little bit more physical would be the best way to put it.
Yeah. They want to attack, skates, pace. He wants to play with pace, does Mike Hastings, and take the body. Nothing wrong with that. Backhand pass through center ice intended for Lucius. Didn't reach him, but Cruz in the offensive zone lifting the stick of the defender McIntyre, who shoves Lucius in the back with a cross check. Puck slides free. Falk's got it. McIntyre back to Falk right wing. Cross the line now. It's Brett Neerman. And it's centered, and the shot by McIntyre. The defenseman joins the rush and pushed it wide. McClellan may have gotten a piece of it. 4:28 to go in the first. Badgers, 8 shots on goal. Same with the Vikings. 1-0 Wisconsin. Cilia, right wing, Dexheimer. Back to Cilia. Shot saved by Rose. Rebound. And where is it? DeSaint foul. Put it right into the sweater of the Augustana netminder.
I'm pretty sure that that's the type of puck movement, speed, and pace that Coach Hastings would like to see. There was not one, not two, but three crisp passes, skate with the puck. The shoot first, pass later mentality pays off in that respect.
Yeah, he's preached in practice, be the hero. You know, he doesn't want to see the tic-tac-toe passes. Be the hero, shoot the puck, and then follow your shot. Go get the puck. David Cilia, CCHA forward of the year last season when he led the league with 23 goals, 39 points. He had 12 power play goals, did Cilia as well. He was exceptional for the Mavericks a year ago, the team MVP. He only had 8 goals and 17 points as a sophomore. Started his collegiate career. Oh, Chugnov turned it over. Rudrud with it. Shoots one right pad. Save made by McClellan. And a whistle stops play because Chugnov interfered with Rudrud. Chugnov mishandled the puck in the defensive zone. Rudrud there to pick his pockets. And Rudrud got a quality shot from the right circle. And McClellan kicked it out. And then the stoppage in play. And Chugnov will get the gate at 16:15. Another power play for Augustana.
Yeah, and they were pretty good on the first one.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens here in the second one, whether there will be adjustments made, different people, more aggressive, less aggressive. See what happens.
Cilia to take the draw, the nation's leader in faceoff percentage a year ago, lost that faceoff. Cilia. Here's Raika. Ula Raika, former teammate of Matthew D. St. Thau with the Chicago Steel a few years back. Shot blocked, held in by Augustana. Raika wants it. Instead, Hennin passes to the left wing. Back to Hennin straight away. Big right-handed defenseman thought about shooting. Raika will. Nice sliding save made by McClellan moving to his left. Kyle McClellan's looked sharp here tonight, and he stopped all 9 Augustana bids so far. Make it 10.
Yeah, it's nice when you can see a goaltender read the play. He knew that puck was coming across, so he was already over there before the shot was even taken.
Lindmark and Horbach replaced Cilia and DeSaint Fowl up front on the penalty kill. Kerr and Palatichuk out now defensively for the Badgers. Kerr after the puck. First try to the far wing. Didn't get through. The second one handcuffed Horbach. Badgers can't clear. Rudrud now spins it around to the left corner. It's Mierman. No look pass to the point, and McIntyre stolen away by Wisconsin's Horbach. He flies in looking. Trailer. Lindmark shoots. It's blocked by Rudrud. And now here comes Augustana the other way. 3-on-2. 3-on-3 as Horbach gets back. Namofsky's shot from out high right. Easily gloved by McClellan. And he hangs on for a faceoff. 2:26 to go in the first. 1-0 Wisconsin. Badgers still have 41 seconds left to kill off on the Chugnov interference penalty.
How many times last year did we say, whoop, there goes Horbach on a breakaway shorthanded? Oof.
Jack had a shorty last year, scored 4 goals, 8 points. The former Madison Capital was the Jim Santulli's 7th Man of the Year award winner last season. Jim Santulli, an old friend of yours.
Oh, yeah, as he was affectionately known, Jim Zamboni.
Hope Deb Piper's listening tonight. Missed those days of watching the Wisconsin hockey games at 10:30 on Wisconsin Public Television. Badgers win the draw on the penalty kill, gain center ice, and then Lodge dumped it in. Cilia in on the forecheck, had the stick knocked out of his hands, but he'll use his skates and his body to pin it against the far side wall. Good work by the 24-year-old David Cilia out of Empire, Ontario. Here's Rika. Ahead to Bashan, slowed by Dexheimer, who gives him another shoulder. And then Wisconsin's defenseman Lodge came in and fell down. Long-range shot by Hennin on goal. And McIntyre, beg your pardon, McClellan on top of his crease, makes the stop and gives up no rebound.
Good job. Kyle's facing the puck real well. He's seeing it, though, too, because the defensemen have given him a pretty good opportunity to see the puck and make the save. But the other part of it, the only one that was a disallowed goal, there was so much traffic in front of him, and he just had to spread himself out.
McClellan in 2 years at Mercyhurst had a .932 save percentage. He transferred here to Wisconsin. Jared Moe was the predominant goaltender last season. McClellan made 8 starts. He was excellent against Penn State, stopping 47 of 48 shots at the end of February. He beat Minnesota here in this building, stopping 32 of 33, but an .883 save percentage, a .357 goals against. He was pulled twice. He came in relief 4 different times. The Badgers struggled with their goaltending a year ago when they ranked 54th in the country in goals against average at 3.5. So far, so good here tonight for McClellan. And waiting in the wings is a 6'4" freshman from Stockholm, Sweden, William Gramma, who has been competing feverishly in practice. And Mike Hastings and his staff really like his compete level, and we could very well see Gramma tomorrow. And even though it's spelled G-R-A-M-M-E, and many thought his last name was Graham, it is, long-range shot redirected by Strammel, didn't get on goal. It is Gramma, like Graham, eh. All right. Here's Warlicki wearing the captain C. Spins it around Whitelaw. Did not see Rudrud. He came in, picked it off, centering pass, and it handcuffed Friesen right in front of the Wisconsin cage. Under a minute to go in the period, 1-0 Badgers. Palatichuk flips it near side for Licky. Has his head up, plenty of space, and he'll skate out of his own zone. Gains the red line, and he'll dump it down in. Rose out of his net. We'll let Stendell get there first, and he banks it all the way through neutral ice and back Wisconsin's way. 38 seconds to go until the first intermission. We'll check scores from around college hockey in between periods. Long lead feed off the stick of Finley. He goes to get it. Fan on a centering pass, but it got through to Tassie in a backhander stopped by Rose, and he hangs on.
One thing I like about Tassie, it doesn't matter where he is, he's going to put it on net.
Yeah.
He just kind of chopped at that one, used a little sand wedge on his backhand. And the other positive point of that whole play is that when his line mates, when Finley went in, he looked over his shoulder to see where his teammate was, and he ended up dropping it between his legs instead of trying to do something fancy with it.
Badgers win the draw. Finley twirls around the left circle, threw one in front, but the Badgers couldn't get their stick down. Tassie trying to pull it off the end boards. Actually, that's Dexheimer in deep. Now Tassie takes his spot at the blue line. Give and go. Dexheimer, Tassie, stick handling, backhand pass. Back door for Finley, and he chopped it over the cage.
Boy, I think Bischoff had some good opportunities.
Yeah, Bischoff may have gotten a piece of Finley's stick back into the Wisconsin zone. Horn sounds, and that's it for the opening period of play. Shots on goal in favor of Augustana, 12-11, but the Badgers net the only goal. Christian Fitzgerald, the transfer from Minnesota State, from freshman William Whitelaw at 1-10, and the Badgers lead the Augustana Vikings 1-0. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Shop the bin. Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at ShopThePig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers.
Wiggly, wiggly. Shop the bin.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey this season brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. After one period here in Madison, Wisconsin leads Augustana 1-0 in the season opener. Christian Fitzgerald scores the lone goal on a nice feed from freshman William Whitelaw at 1-10. Again, shots on goal in favor of Augustana, 12-11, but the Badgers netminder Kyle McClellan perfect, while the netminder for Augustana, Zach Rose, credited with 10 saves. Badgers He's 0 for 2 on the power play. Augustana 0 for 3. One thing I'm sure Coach Hastings and his staff are talking about in the locker room is stay out of the box.
Yeah, that would be an issue. Augustana came out really, really quickly and kept the pace up with the Badgers no matter what, but there was a little chippiness after the whistle. And I think people have long memories, and so the next shift out, they're going to go after that guy or do whatever. And the back talk and all the sass, we saw the 2 minutes for unsportsmanlike conduct to each player from each team. But, yeah, there was some good physical contact, and I think that the Badgers are quicker and can skate away from that a lot better than Augustana can, because this is a big ice surface and it was built for speed, and the Badgers definitely have that in their lineup.
Wisconsin leads Augustana 1-0. Stay tuned. Our American Family Insurance intermission report is up after this 3-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 38. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 53. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Big Ten coaches picked Minnesota to win the regular season championship again this season. Gophers, two-time defending champs, the NCAA runner-up a year ago. They've got unanimous first-team all-league selection in Jimmy Snuggerud. They bring back their goaltender, Justin Close, but Logan Cooley and Matthew Nyes and Brock Faber, among others, now in the National Hockey League. Michigan picked to finish second. They lost Adam Fantilli, Luke Hughes, and their goaltender, Eric Portillo. Michigan State has added a bunch of transfers, plus a freshman goalie in Trey Augustine. Notre Dame picked to finish fifth. They've got the first-team goaltender preseason-wise, last year's Keeper of the Year, Ryan Bischel. Wisconsin picked to finish fifth, then Penn State sixth, Ohio State seventh. And tonight in Big Ten hockey, well, Michigan State beat Lake Superior State 5-2 on a night in which they officially dedicated the rink at Munn Arena, Ron Mason rink.
About
the
time.
Longtime head coach, the
About
late
time.
Ron Mason. Yeah, Trey Augustine, by the way, 29 saves for the Spartans. How about Clarkson winning at Notre Dame 3-1? The 10th-ranked Fighting Irish got 22 saves from Ryan Bischel, gave up an empty net goal. Michigan at home, 5th-ranked team in the country, trailing Providence 4-1.
4-1, and it's not really a surprise because I had heard, and when I was in Michigan for a wedding, I was reading a bio on the new players coming to Michigan or whatever, and every author of every writer that said goaltending will be the biggest question. And you know, their goaltender, I think he played like 9 years, didn't he, before?
Noah West. Well, yeah. Portillo had been there a long time.
Yep. Like 9 years.
Yeah, but Noah West, who saw limited action a year ago, has given up 4 goals on 20 shots so far. Penn State at Long Island, 2-2 in the third. Ohio State at Mercyhurst, and the Buckeyes down 2-1 in the second. Here the Badgers lead Augustana 1-0. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Christian Fitzgerald scored the first goal of the season for the Wisconsin Badgers. They lead Augustana 1-0, and the second period's coming up in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September.
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Ian Perrin at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers lead Augustana 1-0. Vikings with a puck at center ice. On the rush, Ruika, the defenseman, hands back to Domofsky. Whacked at by Wisconsin's Lucius, who freed the puck to the corner. Vorlicki to David Cilia, the right-handed centerman, up the center of the ice. Left wing pass intended for DeSaint Fowl out of his reach. No icing, though. DeSaint Fowl will change. Lucius is the first forward in on the forecheck. He'll have to change here in a moment. Here's Chase Brand now, 27, fifth-year player, former St. Cloud State Husky. Steal by Wisconsin's Sawyer Scholl. He dumps it in, takes a hit from Evan McIntyre. Quickly after it, Brady Zimmer rims it all the way around and chipped out by Augustana. Minute 10 into the second period, it's 1-0 Wisconsin. Well, you look at the shot chart in the opening period, Ian. Wisconsin had a lot of looks in the quality scoring area. Augustana had one, otherwise kept out to the perimeter, but now a breakaway for Jack Jensen, and he's stoned by McClellan. Oh, Jensen came flying in behind the Badger defense, and McClellan just slid right with him, made a big stop, and then a return shot from the point. McClellan steps up, gloves it, and hangs on, and a faceoff to come. How did Jensen get behind the Badger defense?
Well, the rationale behind it is that Dexheimer made that fancy-dancy move here at the blue line to get in. He's the right-handed defenseman. His left-handed defenseman partner came over to cover his spot, and the left winger is supposed to go deep with the forward, and Jensen just outskated him.
That's the best quality shot that Augustana's had so far tonight. Evan McIntyre had a good look on Wisconsin's goaltender McClellan joining the rush and put it off of McClellan's left pad late in the first period, but Jensen all alone, and McClellan with an excellent stop on the breakaway. 2 minutes gone by, second period, 1-0 Badgers. Puck deflects at center, Lindmark reaching for it, and now whistling offside has been called. I guess my point, though, Ian, it was pretty even first period. Attempted shots, Wisconsin 22, Augustana 21. Shots on goal, 12-11 for Augustana. McClellan was sharp. Neither team converted on the power play. But give Augustana credit, one of the oldest teams in the nation, averaging almost 22, almost 23 each player on this club. Badgers are a little bit older than they've been. Still have a couple of teenagers in Whitelaw and Stramel, but otherwise getting older. Mike Hastings would like a few older players, some grizzled veterans. There's Donovan, the defenseman, turns and tries to feed in front of the net. But it bounced free, and then Cleveland collides with Ben Trombley.
Look for him. Look for him.
The net. Now here's Wisconsin's Horbach. Drop pass for Licky. Cuts in on his backhand. One hand shot stopped by Rose. Rebound and a whistle. And a penalty has been called on Augustana. Horbach did look for Vorlicky trailing. He made a nice move, too, on the right wing.
Kind of in how should I put it? Strange territory for Mike Forlicky. I'm standing in front of the net by myself.
Time of the penalty on Augustana, 2:44. It's on Ben Trombley. Didn't play a year ago. Came out of Greenway High School. Played in the North American Hockey League 2 seasons ago in Bismarck. He's taking the gates, and the Badgers get their third power play of the night, third Kunis power play of the night. And they call Trombley for roughing. Augustana won the faceoff, and a penalty coming up on Lucius.
Cruz.
Arnold Vachon came flying out of the defensive zone after Augustana won the draw. Lucius from behind, a bit too much stick work. And so Lucius will take a seat. They're going to say interference on Lucius, and that will do it for Wisconsin's third power play of the night. And it lasted only 6 seconds.
Interestingly enough, that was as hard as Cruz has come back in 2 years. And he just stepped in front of the guy, and the guy had to go around him and ended up catching on the end knob of his stick. And sure enough, when he went down, it was a pretty obvious call.
Yep. Faceoffs in the opening period, 14-10 in advantage of Wisconsin. David Cilia had won 6 of 10. He takes the draw here, loses it. McIntyre's shot blocked by DeSaint Fowl. Chipped ahead to himself. DeSaint Fowl looking for a trailer. Cilia's got it right wing. DeSaint Fowl right goal line. Topol shoots it, scores. He went upstairs after a beautiful move around the right wing. Matthew DeSaint Fowl, my goodness.
How do you put the puck on a string like that? That's what I want to know. Beautiful, beautiful play. Even the fact that the guy on the far side was wide open. Once Maddie got it in tight, there was no question he was going to go top shelf. Goaltender went down a little bit prematurely, but I'll tell you what, you can't buy hands like that anyplace.
Wow, Matthew DeSaint Fowl, a team-leading 13 goals a year ago. He had 30 points, honorable mention, all Big Ten. He lights the lamp at 3:02 with David Cilia getting the lone helper. It's 2-0 now, Wisconsin. Puck slides back into the Badger zone. Dexheimer now has it for the Cardinal and White. Lopped it ahead for himself. Joining the rush is Fitzgerald. Back to Dexheimer, and a shot stopped by Rose. He tried to go blocker side low, and Rose put his right arm down and made the save. Here comes Jensen now. We're 4-on-4 for another minute 15. 2-0. The Badgers lead Augustana. Lead feed back out to center ice. Jensen, 2-on-2, drop pass. Here's Rudrud's shot from the left wing. Missed the target. Out to center. Weak pass by Fitzgerald. Picked off by Augustana. The Vikings, Jensen with it. 3-on-3 to our left. Drop pass, Stark looking, shooting. Whistles one through the legs of his teammate Rudrud. In between the circles, Stark again left wing. Back to Rudrud. Redirect kick save made by McClellan. Wow. Dug up by Dexheimer. He possesses as Augustana needs a change. 15:50 to go here in the second. 2-0 Badgers. After a highlight reel goal by Matthew DeSaint Fowl.
Yeah, there were a lot of people in the stands going, did it in.